So we were actually holding by Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So Rabbi Chiva, Rabbi Rab, Sali Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef, Matzi Shal Mosi Shabbos, Shabbos, Rab Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos, Rabbi Kedusha Al Kedosh, Rabbi Kedusha Al Kedosh. So Tashma, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Shmuel, Mispadim Shal Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos. The halacha is it has to be after Plag, but Omer Kedusha Al Kedosh, Vilchus Kavase. That is how we paskin. Rabbi Yosef, Matzi Shal Mosi Shabbos, Beshabbos, Omer Abdul Al Kedosh, Omer Abdul Al Kedosh. So Tashma, then Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, follow them Shemotzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Omer Havdalah Al Kos, that you can make Havdalah. You obviously not can do it with the Nair. Tosus points out, you know, you can't do Malacha, and Tosus seems to endorse the view against the Rambam's view that Tosefes Shabbos is a Din D'Oraisa, but you're not doing Malacha, so by all means, so you say Havdalah. So Amar Abzeir, Amar Abbasim, Amar Blazer, Amar Chanina, Amar Rav, Bitzad Zeh, Bitzad, excuse me, Amud Zeh, and this is a great story. I love this line anywhere. Next to this pillar, his pal Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. So next to this pillar, Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi davened on Friday afternoon after Plag. He davened Ma'ariv of Shabbos. So Kiyasa'ula Amar, he said, Bitzad Tamar Hava, Belot Tzad Amud Hava, was a day tree and not a pillar. Lower Yishmael Rabbi Yossi Hava, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. You got the guy wrong too. Below Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos Hava wasn't davening on Friday afternoon, the Ma'ariv of Shabbos. El Shem Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos Hava. But otherwise, you got the whole story right. A few details are wrong, but otherwise, the whole thing was correct. Right. Yeah, right.
It's a difference, though. It could have just been an entirely different story.
Right. It's like when you have a couple telling a story, and the wife tells it, and the husband says, well, that's, you know, that was all correct, except for the date, the time, the place, and what happened. But otherwise, that's exactly the way I remember it, too. Okay. Anyway, I like that Gemara. Tfilas ha'arav ein lakeva. So my lakeva, ilay madibay matzi kulei lilya. Can't mean only that. It does mean that, but it doesn't mean only that. Listening to tfilas ha'arav kolay, l'mayim lakeva, k'manda mar tfilas ha'arav is rishos, l'mayim rishulia mishmuel, tfilas ha'arav is from Galil omer chover, b'yishmuel rabbi shomer rishos, amar abayi halach devri omer chover, rabba amar halach devri omer rishos, we obviously pass like rabba, we pass like rabbi yeshua against from Galil. So this is a famous story. If I mention this, I'll read the Tosos. Devei Rishus, Lav Dafka Rishus, Elik the Precious Leal, Kach Nika Rishus, Levad Lover Mitzvah Charas Overa. So that's it. Tosos and Yuma doesn't really think that it's a Rishus per se, but it means that it's not a Chova like Shachras and Mincha. There's actually an equivocal line in the Rambam about it, but the Rambam basically disagrees and thinks it's a Rishus. Hilchus Kavasi the Rav, Nira Del Kach Teknu, Psukim Mekadish Ben Gulutul the Rishusi. That Dafka the show. That it's not like Shachris, you don't have to be so mechul l'tfila. Same way, that's why we have Psukim and you have Kaddish, they clearly have Hefsek, etc. Just like Rav Amram Gon, Tosfos and Daf Dalet. So there's a Rashi in Yuma that explains why. So it's not the discrimination against Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov is attacking Tfilas Arvis, but that if you go Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, obviously you can't compare Hector Chalav Ve'Varim, which are not Ma'akev, to Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. And that's a Rashi and Yuma. That's the way he understands this day, and this day is actually L'Halacha. Yeah, Satan Rabban and Maisa B'Talmud Echad. Anybody remember who it is? I wouldn't spill the beans, but the Gemara does in Chav Zayin, Chav Chesam and Aleph. It's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. He stirred the pot a little bit, to be honest. Balitne Rabbi Yeshua Amr Leit Filos Arvis Rishos Ochova. Samar Leit Rishos. Balitne Rabbi Gamliel. That's, you should do that. Amr Leit Filos Arvis Rishos Ochova. So Amr Lechova. So Amr Lov. Hello, Rabbi Yeshua. Amr Lechova Rishus. So Amr Leham Tenachi Kansu Bale Trace in the base of Medrash. Literally, those who hold the shields. Shenechzu Bale Trace in Amr Ashoa Vashal to that service Rishus Ochova. Amr Lechova Gamil Ochova. Amr Lechova Gamil Ochachamim. Klumbi Ashadam Shecholik Vidavarzah. So Amr Lechova Rabbi Yeshua Lav. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I never heard of anybody who disagrees. So Amr Lechova. Hello, Mishimcha Amr Li. Then Rabbi Yeshua Ben Yochai, tell me that you told him it was a Rishus. So Amr Lei, Yeshua Amor al Raglecha v'yayidu b'cha. Amr Rabbi Yeshua al Ragle v'amar. He says, okay, he caught me red-handed. El Malei, Ani Chai v'hu meis yachachai l'achish es ha-meis. Ach, Shav Shini Chai v'hu Chai, Heyach yachachai l'achish es ha-chai. So hearing Amr Lei, Yoshev Adar, Yoshev Yeshua Omid al Ragle. And Rabbi Yeshua was like, basically in this kind of, shamed state. He had to stand in silence and... So Ad Shirbanu Kolam VeAmer LeChutzpes HaTorgeman Amod. So they told Chutzpes HaTorgeman stop saying the Shir. So he made him come to him and Yom Kippur, Shechalios Becheshboncha, B'makelcha, and even though that ended well, because Rabbi Gamliel kissed him and he said, Rabbi V'talmidi, Rabbi Bechachma, Talmidi Shekibalta Devari, but nonetheless, it was still a tzar for Rabbi Yeshua. B'Bechoros, B'Meister, B'Tzadok, Tzare, anybody remember that story? Gemara B'Choros, Laflam Advav. So basically, Rabbi Tzadok was a Kohen, and he had an animal which was a Bechor, and he was feeding the animal Seorin, and the animal injured, became a Baal Mum. So the halacha is a bechor goes to the kohen. If it's a baal mum, he could just take it as his own mum. So normally we have a din derabanan that we're afraid that a kohen amaretz is going to say, this is crazy, you know, I'm going to have to offer a whole karban. I'd rather just be able to eat it as, you know, absolutely a muktashin, I redeem it. So we have a takana that if a kohen, you know, it's injured under basically the auspices of a kohen, that we're not going to let that person just go ahead and shecht and eat the animal. So the Gemara there brings up a svara where Rabbi Tzadok says, but look, I'm a Talmid Chacham. You know I didn't do this intentionally. It just happened while I was trying to feed the animal. And Rabbi Shua says, you're right. You're right. So you're entitled to the animal. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no. And by the way, in that case, we actually possibly grab Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the story. And and the Gemara, basically, it's verbatim, this Gemara, we made Rabbi Shua stand, and Amud al-Raglav, okay. So, Maisidur Tzadok Tzare, Hachanami Tzare, Tavanavre. So, we're going to fire him. So, Mando Kimle, Nukme the Rabbi Shua. Are we going to put Rabbi Yeshua and Bal Maisahu? So, that really would be, you know, an extra shtach to Gamliel. Rashi says it would be Tzare Tfei to Gamliel to replace him with Rabbi Yeshua. He was the obvious choice. He was the Abbasin. So, he was the obvious choice. So, he couldn't do him. So, Nukme the Rabbi Kiva, Dilma Anishle Delesis Chos Avos. He didn't have his chos avos because Rabbi Akiva was mibnei banav shel.
Oh, on the
Shmaya and Avtalia and mibnei banav shel Sancheiriv, but Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, was who? What was his lineage? Avi, you remember? You can look in Rav Nissim Gaon if you want. Put it down. You have it. Very good. Excellent. So the Yerushalmi actually goes on to say that Rabbi Akiva was like a little despondent about this, and he basically said, you know, the system is rigged. Anyway, you can see that in Rav Nissim Gaon. So he didn't have Chosavos. Ella Nukme the Rav Lazar ben Azariah do Chacham V'Asher V'Asir LeEzra Chacham the Makshile Mefarik Le. Right. Nobody questions his learning. So he knows how to deal with the governmental authorities, he's a person of means. V'asiri le'Ezra, right, that he was the 10th generation from Ezra, straight down from Ezra. Ringamliel also had schos. Ringamliel was the 5th generation from, he was the 5th generation from Hillel, and he was two generations before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Okay. So, but Lezer ben Azariah had it all. So he had Chosabos, he had Chachma, he had Osher. So Lo Matzianishle Asiv Amalei Nichalei Lamar the Havi Reish Masif that you want to be the replacement Ring on Liyal. So Amalei Hu Ezel Vimlech Bin Shevesi. I have to ask my wife Ezel Vimlech Bedvisu. So his loving and supportive wife says to him Amalei Dilma Marvim Lach. Maybe they're going to fire you like they fired the last guy. Okay, that's always very heartening to hear at home. So Amr La, Lishtam Mishinish Yom Echad V'Chas Demokra L'Machar L'Saver, from the language of Shavira. He says it's better to, for one day, drink from a fine glass, even if it's broken the next day. He says, okay. And Achanami, maybe you're right. Maybe they'll fire me, but at least I'll get to be in the Rosh Hashiva for a day. So Amr La, Leisla Chivrasa. Again, it's very supportive. So then she says, you know, you don't have the proper seniority. So Yoma Bartim Nesari Shanahava was 18 years old. It's Rach Shlisnisa Behadle Tim Nesari Dari Chivrasa Hanukam Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah Harani Kevent Shivim Shana below Ben Shivim Shana. It wasn't really 70. Remember the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah, it's a very rationalist interpretationist. Anybody remember that Rambam? Yeah, it was Hamelis Batora, so he had premature aging. Satana Osa Yom Silku Lashomer Pesach Nisanal Ham Rishus Taminim Likane Shaving Mil Machris Omer. If a Talmud is not already, you know, a righteous person, So how yomei itusu kama safsal and Rabbi Yochanan pligi ba'aba Yosef and Dustai v'rabban chadam are itusu arba mea safsal. You have 400 benches in the base medrash. And there are like 2,000 people. V'chadam are sheva mea safsal. So that's like 3,500 people. But a lot of people came in. And Rav Gamliel was very depressed. Havakachal shadaitei the Rav Gamliel. Amr Dilma chas v'shalom anati tarah miYisrael. Right? He thought he was doing quality control. But really, he was creating, you know, a deficiency in Harbat Torah. So Hashem had rachmanis on him because he was having a rough day already. So ichzulei bechalme chatz vechivri demalyan kitma. So they showed him white pitchers that were filled with ashes. So white pitchers should be filled with, I don't know, lemonade or pink lemonade or other fancy beverage. So filling it with ashes shows these guys are a bunch of phonies. The people they brought in. They're white pitchers, but they've got ashes. But Veloi, but they really were good. So Haili Yisuve Dasu Da Achazulei. Hashem gave him a dream, so he wouldn't be so depressed. So Tana Eidu Yerus Boba Yom Nishnei, so Chalecha Da Amirna Boba Yoma, Hau Yoma Hava, Velo Haisa Alocha Shaisa Tuliya Beis HaMedrash, Lo Pirshu Avavim Gamliel, Lo Mana Atzmoi Beis HaMedrash, his great credit, right? Talmud Torah can I get Kulam? So even though he just got fired and everything, but he still showed up. Afilu Shah Achas. The Tana Boba Yom Ba Yehuda Ger Amoni Lifneim Beis HaMedrash. So Yehuda the Geramoni, Kivayachol, right, he wants to be Geramoni, so we know that he can convert, but lo yavo amoni bikal Hashem, he can't marry into the main body of Jewish people. He'll have to marry a Nesina, he'll have to marry a Mamzeres, he'll have to marry somebody else, but he can't marry into the main body of Klal Yisrael. So Amalei Rangamliel, Asarat alavo bakal. So Amalei Rishua, Mutarat alavo bakal. Can you imagine the same day, they're having yet another Machlokas? I mean, it's going to come to blows here. Making Congress look bipartisan. So Amarle Rangamliel, Velok Varnamar, Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem. He says, you can fire me from being a Nazi, but I still know a Pasuk in the Chumash. So Amarle Rabbi Yeshua, Vichyamun Moav, Bimkoman and Yeshua, and Karlos and Cherev Melachasher, who Bilbilos Kalaumo, Shanamar, Vesakulos, some of his says, Hey, I'm sure Shivasi, Ve Orid, Kavir, Yoshi, Vichol, the Parish, Ruba Parish. So, it's possible that this person was an original Amoni, but the likelihood is it's not, because Sancher is Meval Bel Somer. So I'm going to what are you talking about, Kvar Shavu? Look for Namar, Vishavti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael, Vadayin Lo Shavu. So Miyad Hetiru Lavo Bekal. So I'm going to loses again. First he loses by Mariv, then he loses by Giyur. So I'm going to be all, Ho, Vahachi, Uezel, Vifais, Lid Rabbi Shua. Kimat Levesi, Chazinu, Lashisa, Devesi, De Meshachrin. So he came to Yeshua's house and he saw that the walls were black. So I see that you're a blacksmith or that you work with coals. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you're a terrible leader because you don't even know what other people have to go through. You're a rich Nasi. But we here, we have to struggle. So like, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes in the Tashbetz. He says you have to look in Simon Kufnun Beis, right? So, or Membeis, Kufnun Beis. I was looking this up. Rabbi Akiva Eiger knows everything. So I was looking up this Tashbetz. Very interesting. So Tashbetz quotes in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which says that a person who is in a position like the Av Beis Din, so he really is not allowed to do malacha in front of the tzibur. And that's why it was like this clandestine, you would think you would know, this guy that you see every single day, what's his job? Right? Is he a defense attorney? You know, what's he doing in this world? So how did he not know? So it was because he could only do it at home. He was a private, he couldn't do malacha, ba'apei tlasa. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Asar Yochsin. You're not supposed to do malacha. Remember that old story from last 2 years ago with Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda? That Rav Yehuda was pillorying Rav Nachman for doing malacha publicly because he was fixing his roof. Anyway, so he says, but that's gufa what Rav Yeshua was saying during Gamliel. He says, yeah, you know, it's true that I have to work privately because I'm not allowed to do malacha in front of the tzibur. But you should have, as a leader's responsibility is to, like, sort of go the extra mile and figure out what is it that people are going through. What are people actually living with? Don't satisfy yourself with what's on the surface. You have to dig a little bit underneath the surface. So oilo the door, shout to partner. So that's what the Tashbetz says over there. That's where Ricky Vega was being Mitzayim. Okay. Yeah. So I'm alone on Asi Lacha Machuli, you have to forgive me. So Lo Ishkach Be. So Yeshua was still very upset. So Ase Bishvil Kodaba, but do it in honor of either David HaMelech or do it in honor of Hillel HaZaken. So for that, Rabbi Yeshua could accept it. P.A. So Amru, Ma Nezel V'Lemel Hu L'Rabbanan. Who's going to go tell the rabbis? Some of the Hu'alu Koveh. So this guy who worked in a laundromat said, I'll go. Ana Azum. So Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Bei Medrash. So Rabbi Yeshua says, why not? Mandalavish Mada. So he gives him an analogy that you would hear from some guy who had worked in a laundromat. So Mandalavish Mada, Yobash Mada, Mandalavish Mada, Yemele Mandalavish Mada, Shalach Madcha V'Ana Albashay. So the launderer says, the guy who's used to wearing the cloak should wear the cloak, meaning Rabbi Gamliel should come back, and the one who's not used to wearing the cloak should say the one to wear the cloak, that I'll send my cloak so that you could wear the cloak. So Amar Lehu Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva thinks the whole thing is like a ruse. Like Rabbi Gamliel is staging a coup d'etat, like he's sending in this guy from the laundromat, and he's saying like these very confusing things. So Rabbi Akiva tells everybody to like like get to their battle stations. Some of the Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan Troku Gali Delalesi Avdi the Rabbi Gamliel Lutzar the Rabbanan. It's ironic, but we're gonna have to lock the doors because Rabbi Gamliel is gonna come in with his goons. So Rabbi Yeshua Mutav Deikav VeEzel Ana LeGabayu. So Rabbi Yeshua says I better go myself. So Asa Taraf Abava. So he starts banging on the door, but they think he's one of the goons of Rabbi Gamliel. So the irony is, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Like he's not on Rabbi Gamliel's side here, but Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua are outside, and Rabbi Yeshua is banging on the door, but nobody wants to let him in because they think that this is the beginning of a riot or something. Yeah, it's really quite a story. So Amalei, Maza bin Maza Yaza, the sprinkler, the son of the sprinkler shall sprinkle, meaning Rashi explains basically, like just like Kahuna. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, so he got it this time. He says, Rabbi Shua, Nispayasta Klumasino, Rabbi Shul Kvorka, are you really okay with this? Lamachrani Vata Nashkin Lepischo. And Mihechi Navid. What are you going to do with the Rabbi Lazar ben Azari? Nabreg? We can't just fire him. First of all, what's he going to say to his wife? You were right. That lasted for a day. We can't do that to the poor guy. So like Amiri Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. So the Gemara gives a different reason. But I was going to say, what's he going to come home and say? So Nidrosh Mar Chada Shabasa. So Asi Liknuye. They'll have too much of a rivalry because everybody will say if it's just week to week, everybody's going to say. Whose drashos are better, and Gamliel or Reb Lezer ben Azaria? So that's going to be a very competitive scenario. You can't have that. So they can't fire Reb Lezer ben Azaria, and they can't have them go week to week because again, that'll be just too competitive. So in New York City, you know how they solve these problems? They have a teacher who has tenure, but they're incompetent. So you know what they do? They have something called the rubber room. It's for real. I have a brother that teaches in the public school system. They can't fire them because of the union laws, but they're not safe to be around children. So they put him in the room. It's called the rubber room. And they just sit there. They do the crossword puzzle all day long. And they get paid for it. And they get benefits also. And sometimes if they need somebody to proctor an exam every few months, they bring them out. But basically, they're not allowed to have contact with the students. But so you didn't have a rubber room. So they gave Reb Lezer ben Azaria a drasha once a month. That's how they figured out the end of the problem. So that's what the Gemara says. Who knows, maybe it was Shabbos Mevarachim. Who was the one that started the whole fight? So you guys all remember that Gemara. Where's that Gemara of Shabbos Shalmi Haisa? That's Gemara Chagiga Dav Gimel. Exactly. They got him to Rabbi Yeshua and they said, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to know who gave the drasha that week. And that was the whole drasha about Hakel. Yeah. Right, Anasha Nasha Vitaf, Taf Lama Boyan, Litain Schartov, Lamibiyan. Tosha says that's why you bring the kids in shul. Anyway, Shal Musafin call Yom Arab Yochanan Vinikra Poshea. Don't think that the Chachamim are saying it's such a Madrega. You're a Poshea. Tan Rabbanu Hagelfan of State, Tulos Achshom and Chashom Musaf, Mispal Shom and Chacham Mispal Shom Musaf, Shizot Divizoyna to the Arab. Yudomer, Mispal Shom Musaf, Yachar Mispal Shom Mincha, Zomit Sovera, Zomit Sheino of Eras. According to Rabbi Huda, you better say Musaf first because you're gonna miss out. So Rabbi Yochanan Halacham is Palsham and Chavacham is Palsham Musaf. Okay, Tadir and Musaf is in the verse. So he's Paschal like Chachamim. Reb Zera ki have a Chalish Migirsei. So he's unwell. There's a similar Gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Kivager points out where he was also unwell. Azal v'yasev apischad v'Reb Nasan bar Tuvi. These are very beautiful lines. So Amar ki chalfi Rabbanan az eikom mikamayo v'akabilagra. Even though I can't learn anymore. At least I should get schar for the mitzvah. And they say about talking about that. They say okay. No, it's okay. Navakasa Rav Nasan Bar Tuvi. Amalei manam halacha be medrasha. Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yochanan ein halacha k Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that ad sheva. We paskin like it's really until shkia. Since you have until Shkia for Musaf, first you would say Mincha and then Musaf. It's not Tfila Uveris. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Amra. So he said, did Rabbi Yochanan really say it? Amalei in. So Tani Mene Arba and Zimnin. So he learned it 40 times. So Amalei Chada Hilucha is the only time you ever learned something from Yochanan. O Chadas Hilucha, from Chadash. Or is that at Nudi? Amalei Chadas Hilim Mishun Misav Kali. Levi. I thought maybe this is the teaching of Rishu ben Levi. So Tosa says, yeah, we do pask in this way, then Mincha should come before Musaf, but unlike the Tosa that we were saying before in Daf Chav Zayin, he thinks by the Yamim Naram, you don't have such a terrible problem, because even if your Shacharis would take a very long time, and your Kriyas HaTorah, and the rabbi got all worked up, and he gave a long drasha, and it's already Zman Mincha, by the time you start davening Musaf, he says it's not really a problem. There you can still go in the normal order, which is Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha. It's only going to be an issue if you have to get involved in other things. But if you're going to be davening all day, Tosa says it's not really a problem. Even though we paskin again that tadir would apply, but tadir really only applies when you have to do one then the other, and then you're going to do something else. But if you're going to be in shul all day, Tosa doesn't think it's going to be a problem. Okay. So I'm Rav Shul Levin. Levin call him. He's filed tefillah shem b'savin lachar shavashos. Rav Yehuda love a kasev omer. Nugi moed asafti mechayu. My mashad hai nugi lishna de tavrahu. That it's going to lead to the brokenness of the Jewish people. Can the targum of Yosef tavrasi al sinenei of the beis sol al de achru zmani moada bi Yerushalayim. So it's not that they're actually delaying the moadim, but it's they're delaying the tefillos. I'm Rav Lezer call him. He's filed tefillah shel shachar sachar shavashos. Rabbi Yehuda of a kasev omer nugi moed asati mechayu mi my mashad nugi lishna de tzaruhu dechsev dav shanafshi bituka Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Yehacha b'silusan who goes vehi mar la. Okay, Rav Avia chalash lo asu lepirka de Rabbi Yosef. Rav Avia missed the day of shir. The machar ki asa baya abaya leinuche died to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef apparently furious at Rav Avia. He thought he was cutting. So Abaya wanted to point out to Rav Yosef that Rav Avia was sick. So Amalei, my time alo asamar lepirka. Amalei to have a chalish. So he brings up the case so that there won't be any hard feelings. Chalish yibay v'lo matzin. Amalei amaylo tam to midi v'asis. So Rav Yosef starts saying, well, you should have had something to eat. You should have taken medicine. You should have come. So Amalei lo sabar lamar lo hadar Rav Huna dam Rav Huna asval adam shietom klum kodem sheis pal tu lasam musafin. Problem was, I hadn't done musaf. Amalei yibay le lamar letzli yetzlus the musafin biyachid. Should daven be yachida, so let tell me the vilimsi, and then to come to this year. Amar leiv lo sever la mar lahadam Rabbi Yochanan ash ladam sheyakten tulasa tulasa tibor. I had to wait in my home for when the tibor would daven. Amar leiv, so Rabbi Yosef says nonsense. La vitmar lavem rabava, but tibor shanu that you're not allowed to daven in front of the tibor if you're already in shul with them. Vileisach saloki Rav Huna vloki Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rav Huna hadad Amran ki Rabbi Shimon Levi dam Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's too strict for us. We do not accept that ruling of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Okay, so we'll pick it up with Rabbi Nachman ben Akana tomorrow.